Blog Talk Radio.
Up in life, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know him, but fuck him, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, time's picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even in starstruck. Humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together himself, got a picture connect. Never asking for someone's help, but to get some respect. He's only focused on what he wrote, his will is beyond reach. And now it all unfolds, the skill of an artist. This is 20% skill, 80% fear, be 100% clear, cause Ryu was ill. Who would've thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames? And I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name of the game. Came back, dropped Megadeth, took him to church. I like Bleach, man, Ryu had the stupidest verses. Dude, it's the truth, now everybody giving them guest spots. His stocks through the roof, I heard he fucking with F-Dot.
10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
We call him Ryu, he's sick and he's spitting fire and Mike. Got him out the dryer, he's hot. Found him in Fort Minor with top. But a fucking nihilist porcupine, he's a prick, he's a cop. The type women wanna be within, rappers hope he gets shot. 8 years in the making, patiently waiting to blow. Now the record with Shinoda's taking over the globe. He's got a partner in crime, this shit is equally dope. You won't believe the kind of shit that comes out of this kid's throat. He's not your everyday on the block. He knows how to work with what he's got, making his way to the top. He don't think it's the common on his name. People keep asking him, was it giving that birth or does it stand for an act? But no, he's living proof. Let him rock in the booth. He'll get you buzzing quicker than a shot of vodka with juice. Him and his crew are known around as one of the best. Dedicated to what they do and give 100%.
Forget Mike, nobody really knows how or why he works so hard. It seems like he's never got time because he writes every note and he writes every line. And I've seen him at work when that light goes on in his mind. It's like a design that's written in his head every time before he even touches a key or speaks in a rhyme. And those motherfuckers he runs with, the kids that he signed, ridiculous, without even trying. How do they do it?
10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
Fort Minor, M. Shinoda, Styles of Beyond, Ryu, Todd.
Anyway, no, I'm just messing with you.
Hey, we'll take it.
Take all the W. You can't help who's on your schedule. All you can do is beat. But you know how it starts out. Every week we start off with the Matty Ice breakdown. So what's going on? Because the people are blowing my phone up. They want to know.
Well, we got Brandon Merriweather's ban cut to one game. As you know, he got suspended two games for hitting defenseless receivers and helmet contact and all these gray area rules. So, you know, it's good to see he got one game out of it instead of two.
Yeah.
That sucks for the Redskins, though, as they take up the Broncos this weekend.
Yeah, and Peyton Manning's coming off a loss. We're going to get into that. We definitely going to get into that.
Mattingly intends to honor his contract to the full extent.
Give him an extension! I'm a Dodgers fan. Extension!
He brought him back here.
We went to the LC, went to the NLCS. Give it back.
Rex to Belichick. So Rex tried to Bill Belichick.
Don't get me started yet, Matt. You want to
not talk true about that the Jets put...
Whatever!
Top three open probe of missing biogenesis
documents. Yeah, because supposedly Alex Rodriguez had paid $300,000 to get evidence for the biogenesis.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's you'll say that. Obtained evidence. That's pretty.
Christian Ponder's likely to start, as we saw.
And if anybody. let's just say this. I don't really know who to put blame in on that game, but if you was watching Monday Night Football, the Giants and the Vikings, I'm sorry for you. That's 3 hours, 4 hours of your life you're never going to get back. That was worse than watching Syracuse versus
UMass.
Yale. That game was horrible. Josh Freeman threw three incomplete passes.
just saying, if I'm the Vikings, you know, coaching staff there, I'm going... Just AP, I don't care if he gets negative 6 yards.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you even having that? Why are you throwing that ball? Okay, first and foremost, he just got with him. Clearly, he's not on a Peyton Manning level scale where you can just give him a playbook 2 days before the game and you're comfortable with it. He's had 13 days to prepare. Clearly, that wasn't enough time. I don't care if he was Peyton Manning. He still wouldn't be throwing that much if you have Adrian Peterson in the backfield. 33 incomplete passes? I could have went out there and completed at least 30. Only had 30 incompletions.
If you look at it, you know, quite a few of those incompletions and passes came at the end of the game. They're trying to throw the ball and move down the field. But still, early on in the game, I think even when they were somewhat in the game, he had 27. He was like 7 for 27. At that point, AP's getting a big ball every carry.
Yeah.
AP collapses on the field from exhaustion. He's running the ball.
And he's only the reigning league MVP. I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't care if he's getting negative six yards a carry.
It's better than what Josh Freeman was doing.
He was missing by 10 yards.
At least they're going somewhere. They might be moving backwards, but at least they're moving. Because they wasn't moving while he was throwing the football.
Anyway. Broncos held Manning out of practice today as he was in a sore ankle,
and it seemed that it came off the Robert Mathis hit. Maybe that has something to do with the passes off when he couldn't play a little well. But Peyton Manning's only human. I'm saying you can't expect him to throw six touchdowns every game.
PSG's Ibrahimovic scores 4 goals today in their soccer match. Pretty impressive.
Is he the best finisher in Europe?
Maybe.
We're not talking
player.
We're not talking player. We're talking about the finisher.
But he's always in the right place.
He always definitely.
Dead Bryant said, I wasn't comparing myself to Megatron.
Let's hope not.
You could, Dead, but...
I'm saying I might put you in my top 5 receivers.
I might. Anyway, Greg Jennings was messing around with Packers talk. He was joking about, you know, being traded to Bear, going back to the Packers or whatever. What do you think of that?
Play football.
Play
football. Don't nobody care. I'm sure you said Jennings, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure that gets me on another thing of Adrian Peterson. Maybe Ray Lewis brought this to attention post game. Maybe you see Adrian Peterson pull a Barry Sanders.
Maybe.
And retire early, because I don't see the Minnesota Vikings trading AP, and clearly AP's not going to win a Super Bowl while he wears the Minnesota Vikings. I don't care.
Unless they kind of tank this season, try to get a high draft pick.
But they're still
not a great quarterback.
Their defense ain't that great. I'm saying it's not a great wow defense. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're stopping the ball or any of that. There's a lot more. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot more going wrong with the Vikings than just say the quarterback position. But as we know, that's the main reason why Barry Sanders hung him up. The simple fact that the Detroit Lions are not letting him go. That's the only thing that they had to keep fans in the seat was seeing number 20 carry the football 40 times a game.
That's true. So. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. But the NBA owners alter finals format. 2-2-1-1-1.
That is stupid.
That's a lot of traveling.
So you're telling me. Just go back to how it was, the 2-3-2 format. I'd rather have that than the 2-2-1-1-1. What is that shit? So you're telling me if the Clippers and Miami meet up in the damn playoffs, that after every game they're going to fly back between L.A. and Miami? You know how exhausting and mentally just wrecking you are doing to players? That is stupid.
I don't agree with it.
I've heard better opinions from a kindergartner on which crayon you should use to color in the lines with. That is ridiculous.
And a big headline tonight, game one of the World Series just began, top of the first, as my Cardinals take on old Cameron's Red Sox. He was talking a little bit of trash with me earlier.
The Red Sox,
man,
that's going to be serious.
Going to be serious.
I might go seven.
I'd like to see go seven.
Well, if I was close, I'd like to see go four. Just get it over and done with. When the Heat was playing the Spurs in the finals last year, I probably lost about 15 years of my life. With the stress that I was under.
I'm just saying, let me get paid, and I might be able to make a trip out.
Very true.
Anyway, that's our headlines for today.
But what we're going to go ahead and start off with is Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts. I know if you caught the game last Sunday, it was a great game. I'm saying high scoring. Peyton's first return to Indianapolis since the trade to Denver. And the outcome was probably not what everybody thought it was going to be. You thought Peyton was going to come back. He was going to rub in their face. Says, hey, this is still my home. This is where I made my money for so many years. But that wasn't the case. The Denver defense got to him early, and they got to him often.
Indianapolis
defense got to him early, and they got to him often. As you can see, the first sack by Robert Mathis right there near the end zone. So
led to
So they it was definitely a good game. As we've found out more, Peyton did sit out of practice today with that ankle. Now, do you think that had anything to do with saying that it probably came on the Robert Mathis hit early in the game? Because his throws late in the game, it didn't look Peyton-esque. The ball was wobbly. It wasn't on the money. And that was his planting foot to drive the football.
I'm going to say probably less than what people are thinking, but I'm going to say it affected him maybe 20%, maybe. Because, you know, when you get in a game and the adrenaline's pumping, you know, the just ready to perform, you're not really – you might roll your ankle, but you're going to feel a little tweak here and there. But other than that, you're going to be like, I got to do this. I'm ready to go. I'm in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so much that – unless you completely just destroy your ankle, I don't think it's going to really affect you a whole lot. Or, for example, you know, you see somebody tear their ACL, they immediately grab their knee and they're done. But I'm saying, you know, if you look at rolling your ankle a little bit, you don't see – LeBron James sitting out after rolling his ankle a little bit. He's going to come back and get him because it doesn't affect you immediately.
Well,
your ankle's not going to hurt you immediately. It's going to hurt you the next day when you wake up and you're like, geez, gosh, this is horrible. I'm getting too old for this. You know, I got to protect myself better. So I don't think that it was so much the ankle. I think it was more he was a little worried about where Robert Mathis was and you know, the rest of that defense, because, like you said, they got to him early. Got in his head a little bit, I think. And the game was big, and like we said before, Peyton doesn't always perform in big games.
Well, definitely true. That'd be a, now, do you think the pregame ceremony had anything to do with it? Because it was emotional. There was a lot of fans there with a lot of Peyton signs telling them they miss you. It did seem like he got a little bit emotional, a little teary-eyed before he went into the game, and something like that could have threw off his pregame, you know what I'm saying, preparation that he does before every game going into it.
I would expect that out of, you know, maybe a college kid or a high school kid. But, I mean, you're in the professional – you're in the National Football League by this point, so you kind of know how to handle your emotions, or you should at least. So I don't think it was so much, you know, all the hoopla and all the, you know, Peyton's coming back to town.
Yeah.
I think it was just – a well-played game by Indianapolis, had a good game plan for him, and I think they got to him a little bit early on, and he just wasn't able to perform his best early on in the game.
Now, to not switch gears and look at how the Colts played, Andrew Luck was very, very consistent and very untouchable. He looked Peyton.
That's what I'm saying. He looked
four total touchdowns, one rushing, three passing. Looked like he was carving that defense up.
I was saying, it looked like a machine out there. Just,
what can you say about Andrew Luck to say, you know what I'm saying, if that was you, you're going into this game, the man's role that you took that left is coming back home for the first time. Maybe that's not a lot of weight, but maybe it is a lot of weight on your shoulders. Like, I'm playing in front of the Indianapolis crowd. Peyton's back. I got to show them why they chose me over Peyton Manning.
I like what Andrew Luck said after the game. He kind of brushed that off. He just said, you know, Peyton's run was over. I stepped in, and I'm here to perform. He didn't really acknowledge that he took Peyton's role. He kind of just was like, hey, Peyton's gone. I'm here now. This is what I'm going to do. This is my job. So I don't think it had a whole lot to – I don't think he just stepped up to the occasion. I think he went out there and did what he was supposed to. You know, throw the ball down the field and score touchdowns. And he even took care of the ball. I mean, I don't think he had any pick.
No. He was turning the ball over. But the one wrong thing that did happen is they did lose Reggie Wayne for the rest of the season.
And he even took away for that.
Of course, we don't want to say it's a good thing because Reggie Wayne got hurt. But if you look at it numbers-wise, I was watching numbers, never lie. Did you know that Andrew Luck turns the ball over 4.5% more when targeting Reggie Wayne than other receivers?
I didn't know that.
He does. So, therefore, of course, numbers don't dictate every game. But just to see that number, maybe him getting the ball spread around to such as to Hilton, to Cubby Flinner, to the rest of the guys that they got out there.
They were bad.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to step in and be the number one guy now. If you're watching like we are you on the Colts bandwagon to still make it maybe deep in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll make a pretty good run. Darius Hayward Bay is still a big weapon. T.Y. Hilton, not bad. Cubby Flinger's a big target. You know, he's got pretty good hands, had a little bit of trouble dropping the ball in the preseason, but I mean, he's got good hands, and he was with Luck at Stanford. So, I mean, I think they all have chemistry. I think it'll actually help Indianapolis more than it'll hurt them, just because now he's got to look for more targets than just Reggie Wayne, you know, drop it back and look and see Wayne covered or, you know, something like that. I think that it's going to give Darius Hayward Bay the opportunity to step up and be the playmaker that he is. It's going to give T.Y. Hilton chances to be a playmaker. You know, it's going to spread the attack out more evenly. So you can't really. I don't think you'll be able to focus on one receiver. And it's not like Andrew Luck's inaccurate. And it's not like he doesn't make bad decisions.
Yeah.
So I think it'll help him in the long run. Hate it for Reggie Wayne. I mean, it's terrible to see somebody go down like that. especially with an ACL and being as, you know, old as he is, it's going to be tough for him to get back and be at the same level he was before. But I think the Colts are all right. I mean, as we saw, even without Wayne in the third, after the third quarter, they still were able to move the ball a little bit, still able to keep Denver off the board. So I think the Colts will be all right.
All right. So does that mean you do agree with the power rankings that have came out? 1 through 5, they've got Kansas City 1, Indianapolis 2, Denver 3, Seattle 4, and San Fran 5.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm a little skeptical about putting Indianapolis at 2, but they should be in the top 5.
Well, they have beat Seattle and Denver.
They have.
About our consensus Super Bowl picks for this year.
That's true, but I'm not so sure.
Of course,
they
all missed a different month.
Yeah,
as we can tell, if we go back to what we were talking about last week with Peyton Manning and his. So that does to remain seen. Another big topic that is going around in the NFL, I don't know if you caught it, but I definitely caught it because I was watching the damn game. New England and the Jets.
Ooh.
I'm going to let you get your take because I'm about to have another D-Boy rant that's going to send shockwaves through the sports world.
Now, I know there was a questionable call at the end of the game there. Well, I was waiting on you to say something, but...
And I'll let you get it before I go on.
I know there was a questionable call there at the end of the game, but if you want to look at this game as a whole, which I hope you do as well before you go on this rant, Tom Brady did not have a touchdown pass. This is the second time in 3 weeks. Has a New England offense and team, you kind of need Tom Brady, you know, putting the ball in the end zone through the air. That's just something you got to have. So I'm not going to say that at the end of the game that call, I mean, it was questionable. But if you look at the game as a whole, that offense was – I mean, Tom Brady had
12 on third downs.
I'll say 285 yards, I think, passing with zero touchdown.
Yeah, and a pick six.
If you want to look at that game as a whole, there's more to that game than just that call at the end. It's amazing they were still even in the game at the end, but there's a lot more to that game than just the questionable call at the end.
Okay, are we ready?
I'm ready. Let's hear it.
I know that this is a rule that had been put in by the league office that was actually, I don't know if you knew this, that was actually proposed by the Players Association to stop exactly what was flagged on that play, which was somebody from the second level pushing the defensive lineman in front of them for safety. Because if you know, the long snapper's next down. So it's head down, so he's getting pushed in all of us. My man, with this whole thing, that's the first time it's been called all year. They showed clips of it being performed week one, Baltimore and Denver game. Baltimore did it. They showed it from week 3 and 4 with Cincinnati and other different teams before it was called. Now, if you're going to make this call and make it the first time, don't do it when the game's on the line. Just because Rex Ryan walks up to the fish and be like, hey, these guys over here, you know, they like pushing on the defensive linemen on special teams, and that's a flag, and I just want y'all to watch out for it. Okay, whatever. Go suck up to the refs. I went on a Twitter rant on Twitter, so I'm sure if you follow me on Twitter, you saw me going off with about 66 tweets.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I went completely off. But to call it in that situation is beyond me. You're going to wait till the very end of the game. And Rex Ryan, let me clear something up. They shoved your team earlier in the season. Do the same damn thing. And there's no you telling, responding to Bill Belichick and saying, oh, no, we've never done that. The video says otherwise. You go into a store and walk out with a handful of Butterfingers in your hand and don't go to the register and walk out, put them in your car, and somebody comes up to you a week later and be like, oh, yeah, you know, you did steal Butterfingers out of that store. You know that, right? No, I didn't. Well, the video says otherwise. You're not going to lie against the video, okay? You're not going to lie against it, so don't give me that bullshit of you didn't do that. To call it at the end of the game, right there when it means the most, is ridiculous. And I'd like to call the referee something that starts with a re, but we ain't going to do it. That is ridiculous. Now, granted, we was 1-for-12 on third downs.
That's top Geno Smith, pretty much.
We did drop some passes that could have put us in a position to score. Gronk did come back. It was his first game. I have no problem with Gronk's play. 8 catches over 100 yards. I mean, you can't ask much more. I mean, for people to get on him because he dropped the one-handed catch over the middle of that line for a touchdown, well, it's his first game back. I'm not going to throw a hissy fit. Now, if this was the 5th game in and he did that, I'd be throwing him under the bus like roadkill. But it wasn't. The simple fact is the refs bent Bill Belichick over and said, take this, in the Diddy voice. Take that. It is BS. The call shouldn't have been made. It's one of those things.
15-yard penalty too, isn't it?
Yes, a sports like conduct. It's one of those things, like if you're watching a basketball game. And they've been driving down the lane, and he gets hacked every time, but they ain't been calling it. But late in the game, with 10 seconds, he's going to cut off a pick, and he's going to run down the middle of the lane, and he's going to do the same thing he's been doing all game, and the defense is going to do what they've been doing all game because it ain't been called, and they finally blow the whistle on it. Ridiculous. Make that call earlier in the game. There were field goals. I'm sure there was, and I'm sure that we've done that before. Call it in so we know. Because that right there has nothing to do with him missing the field goal. He just missed it. If you give a professional kicker 2 tries, say, if you don't make the first one, don't worry about it. We're going to give you 15 yards, buddy, and you get to kick it again. He's not going to miss. I don't care if it was Lionel Messi as the kicker. He ain't going to miss. Not going to happen. So the refs are our donkey of the day for the New England game. That's the donkey of the day. That is the donkey of the day. The donkey of the day.
Okay. Well, I mean, as much as a questionable call as it was.
Questionable? Nobody answered the phone. There was no question about it.
You got to look at
that. They asked me that questionable call with no students in the classroom. Nobody's going to answer it.
You have to look at the game as a whole.
Well, I do. And that game right there came down. That was part of the game. That don't mean the whole, but that's what determined the outcome. Doesn't matter. It's not our fault that the Jets didn't execute on us more than 1-for-12 on third downs. Tom Brady did what Tom Brady does. Tom Brady got the ball on his own 20, marched down the field. We kicked a field goal to take the lead. We marched down the field, kicked a field goal, tied the game up. That's what he does. And then what's he doing that team? Marches down the field.
And then?
The Jets don't want that.
And then?
Okay, I'm not doing this. Dude, where's my car? All I'm saying is that call should not be made. At all. That's the first time it's been called. You're going to call it earlier in the game because there was clips from earlier in the game where we did the same thing and nobody said jack.
I agree with you that it should be called every time it happens, no matter when it is.
The same thing in basketball. The last 10 seconds of the game, the ref's not going to call a foul if it's completely and utterly blatant. He's going to swallow his whistle. He's going to let them play. Let them play. You're gonna throw a flag that has no out now. I can understand if that outcome of us doing that, we would have blocked the field goal. The guy who did it who was pushing on him jumped up and got a piece of the ball. He's missed. He's horrible. Nick Foles.
Still, man, you have to look at it as a whole. Game probably shouldn't have been in overtime at all.
The Jets should have finished off the game.
If the Patriots are executing.
But we wasn't. That's what I'm saying. We wasn't executing. So it's the Jets' fault.
On this one call.
Yes, I can, because it's the Jets' fault that they didn't execute when we went 1-for-12 on third down. They couldn't score either. So, yeah, it does come down to this one call, because if they would have done what normally that NFL team does, a team goes 1-12, they should not be going into overtime. If a team's 1-for-12 on third down, they should not go into overtime.
Even with a rookie quarterback on another time.
Do what?
Even with a rookie quarterback.
Yes!
He's not going to make any mistakes. He's not going to
play. He's not playing good.
He did play good. Tom Brady's got to play better. He's got 13 touchdown passes. You can't ask
him. Who's he going to throw them to? Me?
Somebody.
I'm about as good as everybody else he's got to throw them to.
I mean, they got to have somebody step up.
Nobody's going to step up because they're all midgets.
Midgets now.
Yeah, Julian Edelman. Like, you're good at Dotson.
He's not great, but he's
underrated. He shouldn't have been drafted. Kevin Falcon should have been drafted where Aaron Dotson was drafted. Aaron Dotson should have been the one that was an undrafted free agent. But Kevin Falcon was outplaying everybody on that team. And that's not saying a lot.
Just saying. The Patriots should not have even been in that situation.
Yeah, we should have been having our ass handed to it.
As a Patriots team, you should be happy they were even in the game at the end.
I am happy, but it ain't when that call blows it for us. Because we was walking out of there 6-1. Ralph, get off your knees because you blew the game.
Luck has ran out a little bit there. And
not in Indianapolis.
It's starting to come into New York a little bit.
Anyway, I'm done with my rant. So we're going to go ahead and jump to the first break. Let my voice get re-energized, because when we come back, we got more to talk about. Did you see Famous Jameis?
Did I tell you they was going to put up 51?
I mean, yeah, you did. That's pretty bold.
I think Clemson would put 14 up.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We got that to come back. We got the BCS bowl standings to go across.
We got
the
a lot
bowl
of college football.
Yeah, we do. And I'm going to go on another one.
Oh, Lord.
Going to go on another rant. So,
this is the 2-hour.
This is the 2-hour D-Boy rant session.
They fired it in.
With no Kevin. But anyway, we're going to jump to the first break. Y'all stay tuned. When we come back from the break, as I said, we're going to get into that college football that y'all love. Hit us up, 646-716-4952, Sports Talk, Twin Radio.
Hey.
I want to sing y'all a brand new song I just wrote called Don't Trust Them New Niggas Over There. Sing along if you know the words.
Summer every season, sinful.
Ready or not, here we come.
I've been patiently waiting to start decapitating hating faces and misplace them in the basement with crucifix and Jesus faces. The basics of my greatest is to make sure whack is faster rappers are tackled, shackled, and beating a dick with a tabernacle. I battle axum in the gluteus maximum and rip the insides back through the Adam's apple to the trachea, pop, snap, and crackle like the lid of a Snapple inside a 7-Eleven while I'm demanding a free hand job from the guy selling pretzels. You rapper actors can't get maimed by train when I tie you to the tracks with a burning flame and hold a gas can beside my James when I'm interviewed at the same, smoking a cigarette, still won't be suspected of a damn thing. I just say I was doing my damn thing. You got a better chance of chopping your dick off and reproducing to try to throw balls loosely at the shit that I'm producing. I leave you busted clueless as I do this, flying like a stewardess. Y'all couldn't check me if I was on a to-do list. I'm the type of dude to abuse brew with the liquid painkillers and stick it in my arm to see if it would leave a bruise or what even it would do. I'm balled in like a jock strap from the top back to the top half of my ball rack. I brought that and let the guy's eyes hang through where his jaw's at.
Ready and ready, here we come, war path, banging drums, banging drums, banging drums, ready or not, here we come, ready or not, here we come, war path, banging drums, banging drums, banging drums, ready or not, here we come.
I want to sing y'all a brand new song.
FlawlessTracks.net.
Y'all know who your baby mama favorite DJs is. D-Money, Big Weezy, Delusion the Grand. Drop that shit.
Balance.
This is
Triple X.
This one for the
work
queen, okay?
On she a bad bitch, call her bitch, be a scene. She be breaking bad, call her methamphetamine. Drop her on the floor like a horror screen queen. She shaking like a red-nosed rabbit. Mean, I be rapping rotation. RPM, Sodom and Gomorrah, built for sin. I'm a big bad wolf, I'm about to go in. Don't up, just up, guarantee she let me in. 3-6-2-4-3-6, a brick. 36-24-40 flat, just dick. Think I got him mixing up, want some other shit. Wanna be my little freak or some Usher shit. Talking about they heard the rumors and they seen the pic. Don't worry, little mama, big papa, make it fit. Come on up the top rope, still a splash of shit. Triple X video, two girls, one dick. Built for sin, she built for sin. She built for sin, she built for sin. Built for sin, she built for sin. She built for sin, she built for sin. Built for sin, built for sin. Built for sin, built for sin. Built for sin.
D-boy of a bitches, everybody got shovels cause they digging me like ditches. Your girl is my witness, but never be my wifey. Kill the pussy dead, now the feds gonna indict me. I start marching, then that pussy arching. She back that ass up like parallel parking. Pussy prices, don't care what she charging. I'm in and out the thing, shortstop, very large. Back it up, then drop it to your feet. Me and my boy take turns, that's a swap meet. She say stop, G, y'all is too much. I'm in between the legs, just waiting to say hush. I make it rain on that pussy like 10. Then make a wall fall like Reagan in Berlin. Run one over, let's do it again. And take him a tomato cause that bitch is up for sin.
Built for sin, she built for sin. She built for sin, built for sin. She built for sin, she built for sin. She built for sin, built for sin.
Sipping liquor, counting figures.
y'all fellas can't get bent every way just like an action figure. Cause I be popping bottles and I be tricking models, drinking Moscato until tomorrow till these bottles hollow. On top of the game, that's why you can't see my POV. Dropping cash in these bitches' head, now that's just MOB. I'm feeling myself, I'm doing good, I'm getting swell. Been in the game under the radar, so I guess I'm flying stealth. I never been worried about you gangsta boys. Cause kind of work I do, I didn't thought that, I just became employed. I'm feeling good, I'm feeling great. My simple boys all in the gang. Cause I know we got VA locked like links up in some fucking chain. I'm throwing money, but never losing dollars. I'm lifted like a pulley, y'all sweet as ice cream parlors. I know real, I see real, like looking in a mirror. It's like a doctor doing labor, deep or just delivers.
Everybody laughs at. None they see me, they just ask me, can I cash that? And a nigga result to a splashback. Where a nigga ain't had motherfucking dough. Where a nigga didn't have all these fucking hoes. Where a nigga didn't have all these fucking clothes. Where a nigga didn't have all these fucking goals. You already know they done, put them on patrol. Bloods rolled up, no need, don't hold up. My money don't fold up, you know you done sold what? Not the same, we just do this. Understand, get a glass, you a student. Yeah, yeah, she gone in the music. She a goofy, she a goofy. You see me cruising in an old school hoopty, rolling up that fruity, just look at her booty.
The bitches not discouraged by the drama. The haters, the snitches, play my position. Enemies will cut you, but your friends be twice as vicious. Over everyday shit, liquor money bitches. Want good neighbors, build high fences. Sometimes to climb the ladder, you gotta burn bridges. I'm up next to bat, I'm swinging for the fences. I'm shooting for the stars, y'all too busy chasing pigeons. We grind for ours, a lot of y'all are blasé. Our power circle, ring around the rosé. Y'all don't F with simple, I'm like buckwheat. Pull my Bob Marley, Earl O'Thane gon' be. Ain't no way to ruin what we doing. Break the law, movement, NWA, Ice Cube, and like.
Good day, what a good day.
So excuse me if I seem to be encouraged. Y'all just killing time, I can't commit the murder.
Welcome back, Sports Talk Twin Radio, D-Boy Matty Ice. To get you updated on the World Series Game 1 that's going on right now, it is the top of the second, and Boston has already jumped on them and jumped on them fast, Matt. 3-0 Red Sox over the Cards.
Top of the second, there's a lot of baseball left.
Who's saying? Mike Napoli
three-run shot. Three-run double. Same thing.
All right. It's all right.
Well,
I'm right one. I'm going to put Waka.
Waka pitches tomorrow night, so it'll be a W tomorrow night.
No, so you're not worried.
Waka.
Yeah. Waka needs to walk his ass on back to the dugout because it looks like it might be over and bored.
We ain't going to go down that either.
Anywho, as we said, last week we were getting y'all prepared for that Clemson and that Florida State big top five matchup.
Yeah, that was some matchup.
That was a matchup, all right. It was a matchup to see how much Jameis Winston could pad his stats as a freshman. And he did that just as he said, just as we said he would. Jameis Winston, 444 yards, three touchdowns and a pick, had a great, great game, even though their starting running back went out. They still did the damn thing, 51-14. Now, what is this game? Is this game more about the greatness of James, famous Jameis, or is this more along the lines of maybe Taj Boyd is not ready for the limelight?
I think it says more about Taj Boyd than anything. I mean, if we look at his numbers, 17 for 37, 156 yards, one touchdown, and two picks. It's not saying a whole lot about that's not helping your draft stock by any means. And this was a home game.
It was in Death Valley.
But they got
the end of the death.
Definitely. Which I told you last week, Florida State will throw out 50 points.
Well, I said 45. Don't say goddamn, Chris.
You were saying, oh, you think you're going to throw out 50. Yes, sir. That Florida State offense really, 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 really good. Jameis Winston looks unstoppable. Looks like a machine. He'll probably pass on any defense.
Well, we'll see if that matchup happens in the championship. Bama and them might be nice.
If Bama makes it. I mean, the SEC's looking tough this year.
It definitely is.
But going back to this game, I mean, Florida State did everything they wanted to, and Clemson looked horrible. Just horrible. Sammy Watkins had 8 receptions for 68 yards.
Better than what he did last year. Last year against him, he didn't even score a touchdown.
I mean, he's your number one receiver. I mean, he's your biggest playmaker.
Your number one receiver in the nation.
Arguably, but number one.
Who's better?
Oh, my God. We're not getting
this. Who's better?
We're not getting this started.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Don't ever insult the great Sam.
I'm not saying he's not great. I'm just saying you could probably make a case.
Who goes to it? What did Tosh Boyd do?
Nothing this game.
Yeah, he made some horrible reads. Like the pick that he threw to Reed. Where was he throwing? That disguise, by the way, that late in the game. Well, it wasn't late. Maybe end of the second or start of the third. I can't remember where it was. But where Reed came on, looked like he was coming in for a blitz, fell back, and made the interception 30 yards back from the line scrimmage.
All I'm saying is
don't ever
at the end of the second. At the end of the second quarter, it's 27-7. At halftime, 27-7.
Yeah. You said end of the second quarter. I'm pretty sure if they're listening to the show, they know that that's
halftime. I'm just saying halftime. It was 27-7. This game was over.
This game was over when it was 14-0.
True.
This game was over when it was 14-0.
So what's your take on Florida State for the
defense? They're monsters. And I can't wait to play them.
I was going to say, you got to
I can't wait to play them. Cannot wait.
All right.
Cannot wait because it's going to be great. It's going to be closer than that Clemson time.
I mean, it's not hard to be closer in this game. I mean, Clemson looked
up. Because Duke Johnson is coming to play, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully, you'll say he's healthy and ready to go. We're going to beat him.
Definitely. So, what is your take on Clemson at this? What can they do after this beatdown?
They can finish the season undefeated.
But I mean,
they can finish the rest of the season undefeated, get a little bowl game. Hopefully Tosh Boyd pads some stats so that this game isn't something brought up when it comes around NFL draft time. As far as Clemson goes, clearly they weren't ready for the limelight, and Florida State showed that.
Maybe we're just undermining Florida State here because, I mean, we said it.
Let me just make one thing clear. Who was on Jameis Winston's bandwagon from week one before he even took a snap? Who said that if E.J. Manuel was still there, I would take Jameis Winston over him?
You.
So, D-Boy has never undermined the Florida State. I've known that they were going to be good. Before snap, Jameis Winston took a snap. He was the number one quarterback in the country coming out of high school 2 years ago. This boy can play, as I said. If E.J. Manuel was there, he'd be sitting on the bench.
All right.
I've been on his bandwagon since then, and I hate
him. I hate
Florida State.
Yeah.
And you undermined me. You was like, what? What's his name again? Jameis Winston. Over E.J. Manuel? Yes, over E.J. Manuel. E.J. Manuel was never in the Heisman run.
That's true. I honestly didn't think he would play as well as he has. Because, I mean, you know, if you look at those rankings as coming out of high school, ESPN. Sometimes they don't pan out.
A la Cody Kessler from USC.
True. So,
I thought he would be a quarterback from Notre Dame.
Tommy Reese?
Yeah. Does one thing that I'm going to come out one time? Or he was
highly ranked, but I didn't think Winston would be this good. I thought he'd be pretty good. You know, he'd make some mistakes as a freshman, but
it's a new breed, and Johnny Manziel started it.
That's
freshmen are awesome. Can play just as good as the seniors.
But to continue on the college football thing, we saw a lot of upsets this week, and it started with UCF. University of Central Florida.
Yeah, don't get it twisted, because there's a who's the kid that came from UCF? Is that the
Chris Johnson?
Maybe
come from
UCF. UCF, are you a wideout?
Can't remember.
Brandon Marshall. There we go.
So
they beat
them. It was a great game. I got to catch the end of it. Score was, I believe, 38-35. Tough loss for Louisville. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater didn't look great.
This hurts his stock more than it would hurt Tosh Boyd.
You think so?
Yes. Look at their RPI, their strength of schedule. It is nowhere close to Clemson's. Going into last week, we kind of figured that Tosh Boyd might lose. Nobody in the world, except unless you was on that UCF campus, thought that Teddy Bridgewater was going to lose. Let's be honest. UCF, granted, they are 5-1.
Their only loss was to South Carolina, and they only lost by 3, I think.
So, yeah, but still, Teddy Bridgewater is the number one quarterback coming into the class next year. That's what it was on. Louisville has no opponents, and they're just going to skate, and when they get to the end, they're undefeated. And they get into the playoff form, maybe the top four, that's the only way they're getting in, because they wouldn't get voted in by the national, by the BCS committee.
Which we'll talk about the BCS in a minute.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to go.
We also saw Ole Miss beat LSU. We saw Auburn beat Texas A&M. We saw Stanford beat UCLA. We saw Tennessee. This was a big one. Tennessee upsetting South Carolina.
But Jadavian Clowney played that game. That man played.
And
he was in a bad field often and early.
It was good to see because we haven't seen a lot out of him in recent games. So.
And even another bigger upset, Iowa State beat Baylor. I'm just playing. Baylor stomped.
Missouri, still 7-0, looking strong. Shaky Florida team, so I'm not going to give them too much credit there because Florida is not the Florida team we've known. And the last big upset we had was Vanderbilt beat Georgia.
And I don't think that's much of a big upset.
I mean, Aaron Murray.
Look at all the injuries that is going on in the door.
That's true, but they still have Aaron Murray.
So? And? The Patriots have Tom Brady. And look what we're doing. So that doesn't mean jackpot.
Out of these, you know, 6 years having upsets that we just named, which one do you think was the biggest?
UCF
over Louisville. And is that just the Teddy Bridgewater thing?
That's the number. Look at their strength of schedule. It's horrible. If they played that game another 9 times, Louisville would win 9 times.
I don't know. UCF is tough.
They might be tough, but it's Teddy. We're talking about the number one quarterback.
When I was watching them against South Carolina, they were tough.
Did South Carolina lose to Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay, what are we talking about then for?
I'm just saying.
Did South Georgia just lose this? Did Georgia just lose as well? Yeah, so what? They lost to a depleted Georgia team.
No, South Carolina was at, or played them when they had Todd Gurley and the Marshall kid.
And they lost still, right?
South Carolina?
No, so it still doesn't matter.
All right, you say so. But anyway, getting on to the BCS. What's your take on it since you
bullshit.
Big Miami fan? And
bullshit!
You all about that tonight,
ain't you? I am, dude, and it's ridiculous. I'm just going to tell you right now, right off jump, it's ridiculous. Miami should be in the top five. I don't care what anybody says. We play in a prestigious conference. I don't care what Missouri's doing. Missouri's not going undefeated. They lost their starting quarterback. Let's be real.
All right, we'll give you a rundown of the BCS through the top 10, because that's probably all that's going to really matter. We got one at Alabama at number one, State number two, Oregon number three, Ohio State four, Missouri five, six is Stanford, seven Miami, eight Baylor, nine Clemson, 10 Texas Tech.
And the top five is exactly what I projected it would be, except for how in the world is Stanford lost and they're ahead of Miami?
Strength of schedule.
I don't care. You can't help who you play. You can only go out there and play against them and beat them. And that's what Miami does. It might not have been pretty against North Carolina Thursday night, but we got it done. How are you going to have a loss and be in the top five? Or excuse me, top six.
Which?
How is Missouri going to be in? They ain't even going to be in the next. They'll probably lose this week. Run with the backup quarterback in the rest of the year. The starting quarterback went out with a broken collarbone.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you the reason why Stanford being, was it 6-1 now, 7-1? Is number six. And Miami is below. Granted,
same thing about Stanford schedule again.
Granted,
after the boot.
Miami is undefeated. But Stanford, and based on the BCS, this is how it is.
It's a bunch of computers that don't let judge.
I understand, but I don't like BCS either.
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure about the eye test.
Stanford's opponent has 15 more wins than Miami, and Miami has an FCS victory over Savannah State. It doesn't look good. That's all it is to a computer.
Well, exactly why computers shouldn't be doing these rankings. We go off the eye test. Miami's in the top five. Texas Tech is in front of Clemson. Baylor is in front of Stanford as well.
I mean, they're both undefeated, but
it should be Alabama, Florida State, Oregon, Ohio State, Miami, Baylor, Missouri, then Stanford.
Even though their opponents are better.
You can't help who you play.
I mean, they kind of came up with the schedule.
No, they kind of didn't.
As an AD, you go in and schedule.
Okay.
Okay,
and what does that matter? You can't help if your conference is horrible. And clearly there isn't. They got Clemson and Florida State in their ACC conference.
I think you're leaving one out.
I'm not worried about Tech.
I'm saying they're in the conference, too.
Boo-hoo!
I'm not saying.
Who they play this week?
Duke.
Yeah, exactly. They might lose.
Doubt it.
They might lose. Really? You doubt it? Because
I doubt it.
They're hot and cold. One week they look like
they
could play in the Orange Bowl. The next week they look like they couldn't play in the Bourbon Bowl.
I'm not. I'm not saying that their offense is tremendously good. I'm saying that defense is way better than people get credit for.
I don't care. Defense is one side of the ball. You got to score points as well.
True. But anyway, let's hear your rant about the BCS.
You don't have it. Miami should be in the top five. Why didn't we beat Florida State? They're going to say, oh, well, you can't be number two. You got to be number five. Oh, now we're in the top five. Florida State's number four.
Well, let's put it, like, I mean, if Florida State does lose to Miami, they're going to drop out of probably the top five. We saw how far, it wasn't a tremendous fall, but we saw how far Texas A&M fell when they lost to Alabama. And Alabama's number one ranked team. So, it's likely that Miami beats Florida State. It's going to happen. So, you got a lot to look forward to as a Miami fan because your bowl ban is over. Your postseason.
Speaking of which, can we just have a moment of silence, please? Okay, enough of the moment of silence. It took them 2 years to come up that we're losing 9 scholarships for football, 3 for basketball, over 3 years. So basically we're losing a scholarship a year in basketball.
Ooh, yeah, Miami's a national contender in basketball.
We're losing three.
Pretty good last year.
Well, last year's last year. This is this year. We'll see. Losing 3 a year for football. Oh, wow. Okay, we'll just, end of our roster, we'll just cut. But we're still going to have a top draft class.
Recruiting class.
Whatever.
What are you trying to say about this?
I love it. I was thinking some bowl bands were coming down. We weren't going to be postseason eligible this year.
Well, if you look at it, Miami was very cooperative in it. They self-imposed the 2-year postseason ban, 3 years actually. They self-imposed that, so you know they found that they were in the wrong. They found some recruiting violations, so they went ahead and said, "Yeah, we screwed up." So they put the punishment on themselves, and you know when they suddenly come down to it, found that they were in the wrong. They said basically, hey, y'all knew you screwed up. You admitted you screwed up. We're not going to do a whole lot to you.
How does USC feel? How does Ohio State feel?
They didn't cooperate. It's like dealing with the police. If you're honest, they're not going to be so bad on you.
Well, you do got a point there, like a ballpoint.
I'm saying, like, if you cooperate with the NCAA, you don't try to hide it as bad as it is, because, I mean, Miami was pretty rough. Nevin Shapiro obviously put in a lot of money to their recruits. So.
Yeah, over 10-year span.
Yeah, so, I mean, they were cooperative about it, and you see what happens when you do what you're supposed to. When it's coming down.
But they got to say that it had to do with a lot of politics. Because the AD is, you know what I'm saying, he's real buddy-buddy with the NCAA. He knows a lot of people, man.
I'd say the top 75 teams in the nation have somebody that's real buddy-buddy with a guy in the NCAA. I'm sure they all go out for a beer every now and then.
And go play golf.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, so. I wouldn't.
Miami should be in the top five! I don't care what you don't mean sour grapes to me because Texas 14.
I'm happy with 14. Considering what
the Harris Bowl to rank 19th. The computer 8th. What? No, wait. You're getting me right.
Average.
Oh, okay. The USA Today polls are 19th. The Harris polls are 19th. Okay.
Back to the
See, that's just stupid. How's the BCS gonna have pick? See, USA Today, they're 6th. Miami, that is. And 7th in the Harris Bowl. See, that's the part. The eye test, it should be, you know what it should be? They should take some of the Heisman voters, the ones that play football, I'm saying, because that's how you become a Heisman voter, is you win the Heisman, and some other technicalities. But that and plus, coaches throughout America who watch these teams, that should be who votes every week. You should get a ballot put on your desk Sunday morning. It should be submitted by, say, Sunday evening at 6 p.m., and then Monday the new rankings come out. That's exactly how it should be.
I mean, they do have a coaches poll.
Yeah.
But that's not the PCS.
Exactly what I'm saying. The PCS needs to be done away with. They just need to. The PCS, I don't understand, it gets them a lot of money. Blah, 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 blah. You little white-collar people up there in your little suit and ties wanting to get the money off of your own.
This is the rant I was looking for.
You know what I'm saying? Wanting to get the money off of all the hard work that these young players do. Speaking of which, did you see what went on at Grambling State?
They fired the coach, and then the players, like, boycotted.
Yes! That is what I'm talking about!
That wasn't just...
For the coach, that was boycotted because the facilities are horrible. The bus travels are ridiculous. They don't get compensated or any type of means that does it. Any type of the means of what they put into it. Let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen. College football players should get paid something.
That should get some form of compensation.
I mean, look at Jadeveon Clowney. They upped the ticket prices by $6 just because he's supposed to be the number one pick in the draft next year. So you're telling me they can't get a cut on their performance? But they can. So you make money off of all these kids?
But not just that. That's what came down to the NCAA football video game. They're canceling it after this year.
Exactly. The players are saying, we're not getting any...
The NCAA was making millions off the game while players weren't getting the
dollar. Because you know the players in Madden get a cut of money something because they're on the game, of course. I'm saying.
They get some form of...
Some form of money.
Just because of the NFL logo being on that. I mean, when you're making millions for a... university or college for that matter, you ought to get some form of paycheck or, you know, some form of compensation for what you're giving to the NCAA. And that comes down, and that's the big issue right now because, and have you seen the college players wearing the APU, you know, all their jerseys and everything, which stands for All Players United, which is a group designated trying to help get college athletes compensated for their
off-field
performances and everything. The big issue with that, which you see a couple of ADs and everything, they're telling their players don't do that because it's going to take money out of their pocket. It's going to take money out of the NCAA's pocket.
Good.
And to be honest, that is what you need.
Good, that's what should happen.
I'm not saying you should give these players $1 million contracts.
No, not $1 million, but there should not be. This is all.
I'd be happy with, like,
you should not be a player statue of Jameis Winston and your family be broke and you have to worry about if you're going to make your apartment payment.
Or if you're even going to make it through school because.
Yeah, exactly. You should not have to worry about none of that if you're a statue of Jameis Winston. What you put in, that's what I've always been told. What you put into something is what you get out.
And that goes to Teddy Bridgewater, too. He came from nothing. He was signed on Dan Levitard's Highly Questionable. He said that he was sleeping in the back of his mom's car at one point because they didn't have anywhere to stay. And you're not going to give them those type of players compensation because they're in college. And you wonder why so many kids go pro early. Leave after their sophomore year if they've been.
Why? That's what I'm saying. That's what you're saying. But if Jameis Winston or was it Teddy Bridgewater, he's a senior this year.
I think he's a junior.
He's leaving.
Yeah.
Point blank period. I mean, his draft stock's high anyway. But even if it wasn't, he'd still be leaving. Even if he was in the middle of the first round or end of the first round, start of the second rounder. Because why is he going to stay in Louisville and make you all his money and not see any of it, but yet his mom is worrying about how she's going to eat. Or if he has brothers or sisters, they're going to worry about how they get into school. Or Teddy Bridgewater is worried about, okay, how am I going to pay off my books that I might have to get, or the apartment I'm staying at, how am I going to pay for all this? Why am I going to stay here and be loyal to you when I'm not getting out number three from you, and I can go play in the NFL 2 years earlier, a year earlier, and make money and provide for my family? That's why you see. That's why you saw kids from the high school jump to the NBA,
and it becomes a big issue when it. I was gonna say when it comes to down to college basketball, because if your draft stock, you know, is relatively high, there's no way you're staying. You're not making nearly if you have a job. If that, you know, you're not making nearly the amount of money that you can make in the NBA sitting on the bench.
On the bench, you sit like if you're the 12. I did a piece on it in high school for some kind of project I did. I don't think it might have been marketing, maybe. The average NBA player that doesn't even that suits up and sits at the end of the bench, average, and just suits up, makes around $150,000 to $200,000 a year.
And they may not even play.
And all they gotta do is sit there and look pretty and get high five and hand out Gatorade and get the best seats you can offer. So that's why you have kids from high school in basketball jumping to the NBA.
And you saw it.
So they can make money off these kids. Because half the time, it wasn't even just about talent. Oh, well, I'm going to jump straight to the NBA. No, I'm going to go get a check. You know what I'm saying? My little sister ain't got food in the cabinet. My mom can't pay the light bill.
I can buy a car.
I don't care if I'm the next Jordan or if I'm the next, what's the kid that came from Lincoln High School? Sebastian Telfair. I don't care if I'm him. I'm getting a paycheck. I'm off Martell Webster who jumped from high school. Not everybody jumped from high school was Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, Amari Stoudemire, and LeBron James. There were some kids who jumped and was drafted in the second round.
Yeah, it's becoming a big issue. But, I mean, hopefully in the next couple of years they switch it out. And I'll go on a rant then whenever they have that because it's a long time coming. And you even see commentators and analysts with ESPN agreeing that.
It should be that way. But it's probably not going to happen that way even if it does not for a long time because they're going to milk it as long as they can to make sure that they get that new Lexus that they want sitting in their driveway, or they want that new G5 private jet so they can fly across the country and go to Bermuda to have field trips and picnics with their families. Well, other kids, their picnic is going to the table and scrunching up a peanut butter jelly sandwich and walking outside and sitting down on their broken swing.
It's a real issue.
It is a real issue. But we're at the halfway mark.
A little over.
Well, yeah, a little over. We seem to do that time to time. I mean, there was
more. We didn't even take a break.
We didn't take a break. We said we're going through it. Iron Man! We're going to jump in. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take our little halfway break. You know, they're a little longer. But we're going to be right back here when we come back. Top 5 players list of the NBA was released. And if you don't know, Tuesday, NBA kicks off on TNT. Miami and Chicago, the first game to start. I can't wait. I'm ready for it. Time for that three-peat to start. Down to Miami, they're already popping the champagne, cooling it, making it, and getting it ready for game 4 when we sweep whoever it is in the finals. I mean, cocky or overconfident, whatever it is, I know I have LeBron James. But let's get to the break. I'm going to ramble on. But the top 5 might.
Peaceful couple.
Yeah, a peaceful, yeah. But it's time to get back into what's real in the world, and that is the NBA, ladies and gentlemen. And we will discuss the top 5, and I bet the top 5 might blow your mind. The top 5 best players in the NBA today. We're going to tell you who that is on the break. Stay right here, Sports Talk Twin Radio, D-Boy Matty Ice.
There's always a struggle before success. I put my hands together and I ask God, forgive me for what I'm about to do. I'm just living for today. I can't worry about tomorrow. All the times that I've been broke, all the money I had to buy. Every day was looking back, never know if it'd be right. I was sitting in the dark, pray to God I see the light. I done seen my mother struggle, swear to her I'll never stop. But nobody wanna help, got temptations from the block. I just put my faith in God, know that he will lead the way. With the devil at my door, he's so hard to get away. Because I'm white, they wanna doubt, never understood my vision. Mama always worried about me, all those nights that I was missing. All the bitches trying to play, won't you try to stop the grind? You was just something to do, when I was trying to pass some time. Now I'm getting all the shine, now I'm making all these moves. Now you hitting up my line, acting like we never through. Lord, forgive me for my sins, it's the hand that I've been dealt. Probably fuck it up again, no longer living for myself. So you think my music trash, so you think that I'm a joke. Tell me why I'm turning heads and shutting down at every show. Man, my sister got some kids, I ain't got no father figure. So I gotta make it out, just to crop them a better picture. Cold nights without some heat, hot days with no AC. The arguments that they had and how was beat it out on me. But I become a better man, kept my faith when I was shook. All the days when there's no food, only had noodles to cook. Always in and out of stock, never ever could be stable. When my friends turned their back, all I had was a label. Family tatted on my skin, and it's branded in my heart. Not the type of bug shot, but I'll kill what's torn apart. I've been real from the start, kept it 100 from the jump. I've been living day to day, never had an easy month. Haters love it when you down, people talk behind my back. But when you all up in their face, that's when they wanna take it back. I'm a walking declaration, I'm a thoroughbred survivor. This my story for the streets, my ambitions as a rider. I've been knocked up off my feet, but I always get back up. I take every shot you send, and I'll never say enough. Yeah, these times are stupid rough, and they trying to break my spirit. It's like I'm on a sales rack, I'm just waiting on my clearance. And my grind, you better fear it. Recognize I bring the danger on my knees every night. Sell frustrations to my savior, I only got one life to live, and I won't take it for granted. When you finally at the top, all your doubters, they can't stand it. Motivation in my vein, all I'm bleeding is exhaustion. So I'm never gonna fall, this my temptations of a struggle. Ah.
Sinful entertainment. Sinful entertainment.
Close friends, no new faces. Keep the game like we getting paper. Fuck hater, eyes wide open. Just when we say we see you later. Always staying with the same clique. I'm in the game with who I came with. Close friends, no new faces. Keep the game like we getting paper. Fuck a hater, eyes wide open. Just when we say we see you later. Always staying with the same clique. I'm in the game with who I came with.
Homies gonna fuck around and ride with me. Fucking with killers that'll die for me. Close friends, no new faces. That's when nobody's trying me. Ain't buy no speed, so the hammer speed. Let that 808 bump in the tweet and sweep. Got the team beside me and they ride for me. Start at the bottom with the same clique. Made it to the top with the same clique. In the game or who I came with. Simply and T, yeah, you heard of it. Never had hype, but damn, I got heart. Put my life in the fence, that's a habit start. Truth told, where the story starts. Close circle, can't tear it apart, nah. And we gone to all these expectations. And my team real, no masquerading. No static, y'all at AM station. True at heart. I'm in, I'm just saying.
Close friends, no new faces. Keep the game like we getting paper. Fuck hater, eyes wide open. Just when we say we see you later. Always staying with the same clique. I'm in the game with who I came with. Close friends, no new faces. Keep the game like we getting paper. Fuck a hater, eyes wide open. Just when we say we see you later. Always staying with the same clique. I'm in the game with who I came with.
If you heard D-Boy, do you know it's real facts? Deliver straight pain, man, let my name max. Vision with the team and it's never cataracts. Man, my day when homies, we stickin'. We poppin' up the can like biscuits. And we stay on the go when the five for wrong, cause we give a movie like convictions. See, I'm real bling and y'all fools go. Bad bitches say we y'all fools go. And I keep the money, but it's good and sunny. Should call me everywhere, pool hole. So grab some help, I'll start listening. Brandin' the night with my pistons. So hold hell up. Yeah, I be an SMB. Just here for both of you bitches. I'll never be with new dudes. Won't never switch on my crew. Took the game changing, our name fade, then D-Boy dying too. That's real rap, you gotta feel that. Worse than a drop of our ties flat. We got number one in our jersey, and we ain't really ready to retire that.
Close friends, no new faces. Keep the game locked, we getting paper. Fuck hater, eyes wide open. Just when we say we see you later.
We see you later.
Always staying with the same clique. I'm in the game or who I came with.
On my grind, mind of my money. On my grind, mind of my money. Money in my mind. On my grind, mind of my money. Money in my mind. On my grind, grind till it shine. Mind of my money. Money in my mind. On my grind, on my time. Mind of my money. Money in my mind. On my grind, grind till it shine. Mind of my money. Money in my mind. On my grind, on my time. Mind of my money. Money in my mind. On my grind, grind till it shine. Mind of my money. Money in my mind. On my grind.
Money in my mind like lesbian sex. A beautiful thing. Racks on racks. No latex. Gotta keep it raw, me I want it all, y'all check the waterfalls. Before you learn to walk, gotta learn how to crawl. How to crawl, walk back, flip, kick them in the jaw. Like martial law, like the world end in the summer, you never see me fall. How you think balance with the brick in the wall? On my grind, low key, stashing bricks in the wall. You must suck a small, I'm fucking most of y'all. Real, recognize real, I don't recognize y'all. Ain't no way you're running when you up against the wall. Jordan in the clutch, just pass me the ball. See me on my MJ, I be living off the wall. R.I.P. Michael J. P. Veal, I know y'all know. Hard to escape. Small town on the toe. Venus trap fly, don't wanna let him go. Delusions of grandeur, started off slow. Grind like erosion, I'm up and down the coast. Balance too much, stone like an overdose. All these dead presidents, I think I'm seeing ghosts. Love me, you hate me, whatever floats your boat. Fly fresh like a submarine, periscope. Let me clear my throat. Excuse me, let me make a toast. To all the real hustlers, how to start to grind, bro. NRV out to the note. Southwest VA, MC's dope. Hits our time clock, tick, next stroke. I'm up in this episode. Tighter till the shit have a roll. If you bite, make sure you quote.
Hold my time, mind of my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind of my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, hold my time. Mind of my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind of my money, money in my mind.
Money in my mind like the hair on my head. All about my grind on that Billy the Kid. No wasting time cause I gotta get all that I can. Straight up out of VA, 540 where the killers don't play. Money on the line so my bag stay full of that cake. Gun in my pocket, one strap to my waist. I'm in my prime, how you gonna say a nigga ain't shit to my face when you nutted on the piff? Money on the table, sell block 4 for the bricks. Bedford County, I'm born and raised, so I'm living this shit. I stay out in the sticks, but I hit that city on my slick to the rig. They ain't talking about shit when the money on the line. If you ain't getting dough, what you out here for? It's all legit, well some of it. The rest just for my encouragement. On the curb, I'm getting bit. Money on my mind like my last fuck bitch. Money on my mind, I ain't wasting no time. You can check my lines in my shoebox and get the hate up off me. You know I'm flossy when it comes to the dough. Your boy, it's awesome. On my New York shit, when I hit that stage. That money on my mind, so I'm going in for days. Money on my mind, so it send me into rage. Rolling up blunts in an escapade. You know I'm getting high, I'm on my Escalade. You know we paid, this Virginia breadwinners, none we praise. I'm on my layback, finna be laced up in the Maybach. Getting so lost that I can't find my way back.
Hold my grind, hold my time. Mind of my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind of my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, hold my time. Mind of my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind of my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, hold my time. Mind of my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind of my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, hold my time. Mind of my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind, grind till it shine. Mind of my money, money in my mind. Hold my grind. mind on my money. On my grind, mind on my money.
Money on my mind.
On my grind, mind on my money.
Money on my mind.
On my grind,
mind on my money. On my grind.
Which one of you fight? Ceiling happened to the best of them, but that ain't no excuse. I can tell you about the rest of it. Really, what's the use? Only thing to do, take this lesson, maybe learn something, teach a little clarity, your conscience, burn something. Now I'm pissing cloudy and a felon. Now I understand why mama dad was always yelling. They be like, you need to get a job, who you telling? Deny my application, thinking going back to selling. Gotta think twice, a lot of heads around it selling. My name in their mouth be a lot of head swelling, but I digress. Sometimes I second guess my second guess. Blur the line between perfectionism and reluctantness. Wonder if those closer to my chest really have my best interests at heart. I wanna see it fall apart.
Life's not what you're playing, make three with the hand. But you always had your delusions and grandeur.
Started from the bottom, still here. Depending on perspective, you could say it ain't fair. For instance, is my glass half full or half air? My inner child persistent, are we almost there? Tell them, yeah, just to shut them up. Not there yet, far from giving up. Times you gotta double down if you wanna double up. Even the cowardly lion had the heart to put them up. And I ain't never been a pussy, no, I had to shut them up. One thing about delusions of grandeur. Guarantee one dude on your team can't stand you. Dude, you don't even know hitting you up the major. Stop everything you're doing so you can give them a hand up. Tell them I ain't got the time, they like,
this fucked up, yo.
Next week they drop a diss, why you mad, bro? Cause you ain't dropping shit, sitting constipated. And sit for dropping shit till we dehydrated.
Life's not what you're playing, make three with the hand. But you always had your delusions and grandeur.
I fight you about
Please don't misunderstand me, I don't need your sympathy, all I'm asking for is the empathy. Feeling me, proving twice the man that you manually pretend to be. Lyrically an epiphany, epitome, a symphony, a brief history, symphonic synopsis. My pen is the piston, firing my synapses. Signals where the smoke, there's fire. Seen so much pain, smoke fire, still higher than commercial airplanes. I'm way over your head, GPS satellite went right over your head. Vocab, make your favorite rapper seem brain dead. Never simplify, simplify, hip hop ain't dead. Grinds on a meal, bare hands, baked bread. A penny for my thoughts, word and every word I said should be worth my weight in gold. Opposite vertigo, my path's illuminated, but I never sell my soul.
Life's not what you're playing, make three with the hand. But you always had your delusions and grandeur.
Killaholic.
Kill them all.
This flippity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into a piss and match with the strappity rat pack and the Mac in the back of the yak backpack. Rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic. I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Then my wrath of attack. Rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad. It's actually disastrously bad for the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. Rap god. All my people from the front to the back. Nah, back, nah. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap spot, slap spot? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard, that hard.
Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will there be truth for the blueprint? To be raging you for the blueprint. Everybody loves the root for a nuisance. To the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Now I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q-K, dot Rin, yellow easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC, induct him into the motherfucking Rakim. Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church and burst in a ball of flames. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flames. Off a planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label every day looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'ma work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. Cause I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nah, back, nah. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR.
Dale and Hart of the trailer park, the white trash god. Kneel before General Zod, this plan is Krypton.
No, Asgard, Asgard. So you be Thor, I'll be Odin. You Rodin, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out.
Well, we're back up in here, D-Boy, Matty I, Sports Talk, Twin Radio.
We're going to update you on the World Series game one, top of the fourth. The Red Sox are up 5-0. What's up, man? What's going on with y'all?
No, no comment.
I just ain't got nothing to say. They'll try to leave with an injury in the third inning after running into the wall.
We're making as much noise as we can.
Yeah, but hopefully you can return. You know what I'm saying?
First World Series, you know, I hope he can come back from that.
Yeah, you and me both. He's a big contributor. I want to see both teams at the best. Okay, so you can determine who the best is. You have to set a stop and still grow. But
St. Louis D's been shiny.
Before we went to our halfway break, said over come back, they had released the top five players of the NBA going into the season. This is the list. LeBron James. Kevin Durant, 2. Chris Paul, 3. James Harden, 4. Russell Westbrook, 5.
I like the 4.
You can make an opinion that James Harden is the best two guard in the NBA right now. Kobe's still dealing with the injury. We don't know how he's going to do in the comeback. Dwayne Wade slowed down at the end of the year last year, so coming into this season, I would probably have to agree.
I like James Harden a lot after last season. Seeing him without the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that only made him better. You can disagree with me, but being without Oklahoma City made James Harden better, in my opinion. It gave him the freedom to do what he's good at, you know. He's not going to take you on the drive, He's not going to pull up and shoot a mid-range jumper on you. He's either going to drive to the hole.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to pop three in your face. There's no in-between with him. And he's good at it.
He's definitely, in my opinion, he's a superstar.
Superstar, definitely.
What do you think since Russell Westbrook being in the top five?
Now, don't get me wrong. Russell Westbrook is good, but he isn't a top five player in my opinion. He's not a typical point guard. I mean, there's a new breed, you know, scoring point guard and everything. But when you have Kevin Durant on the team, I think you need to have the more old fashioned point guard that can get penetration and kick the ball out to the playmakers. Not so much, I'm going to go in here, and if I get within 10 inches or 3 feet of the goal, I'm throwing it up there, no matter what. And I kind of feel like that's what Russell Westbrook's game is. He gets in the lane and just kind of throws the ball up there and hopes to get fouled or, you know, it goes in, you know. He's not much of a shooter. I mean, he's gotten better since he's came into the league. His shooting has improved.
But he leaps and bounds.
But he's not really a jump shooter. So he's kind of in between for me as a point guard that you would like to see with Kevin Durant. And his decision-making is a little questionable at times.
Saw that the Thunder were a totally different team without him on the floor in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Thunder need him to perform their best. But I'm looking for a different point guard to get along with Kevin Durant.
I happen to think they mesh well together.
Really?
Yeah. Because Kevin Durant seems to be a more passive guy, such as he doesn't care if Russell shoots 56 times a game. They win, that's all he worries about. You've never heard once since they've been together that Kevin Durant come out and be like, I need the ball. He hasn't took the Allen Iverson approach. He hasn't took the Kobe Bryant approach when he was with Shaq. He hasn't took any of those kind of approaches. So I think they mesh well together. I think Russell Westbrook's honestly, after looking at last year in the postseason, Russell Westbrook's what's is the grease to that machine to keep running.
Maybe I'll agree with you. Just just based off of last season without, I mean, last in the postseason without him, they looked, they didn't look very good. But I don't know if that was just, you know, Kevin Durant's first time without him on the floor, kind of it put him in a adverse situation, and he didn't handle it well. I think if you do that again, let's say they make postseason and Russell happens to go out again, I think you'll see a different side of Kevin Durant. I think you'll see a more goal-oriented Durant instead of, I'm going to go out here and shoot 100 times because I'm the only one out here. I think he'll be more of the team player, and he'll take what's given to him in the game, not try to force stuff as much. Because, in my opinion, in the postseason, Kevin Durant tried to force a lot, and that's just because there wasn't a real second threat on that team other than, you know, Russell being out. So I think that if given the same circumstances again, I see Kevin Durant being a totally different player. I see him. I don't know that they'll win the championship. I don't know that they would even make it. But I think you'll see a better Thunder team without Russell Westbrook than you did in this past postseason.
I think when it comes to the East and the West, you've got three teams out of each conference that legitimately could make a case where there'll be a play to the NBA Finals. In the West, you've got the Clippers, the Rockets, and, of course, OKC, who we just talked about. In the East, you've got the Heat, the Bulls, and the Pacers.
Yeah,
I'm not on that. And I didn't say the Nets just because I haven't seen them play together as a unit yet. That's a lot of egos on one team.
It's going to take you a little while to mesh.
So, yeah, and I definitely do. And to be honest, the team that I'm scared about the most to play in the postseason is the Pacers, not the Bulls, the Nets, Knicks, none of them.
But, yeah, the Pacers have all the offensive weapons that they need when they're playing well. But when they're not playing well, they got a great defense. They've got a great defense. Between Roy Hibbert, Paul George, George Hill, can't think of the other two that I'm leaving out. David West, isn't he still there?
Roy Hibbert.
I said Roy Hibbert.
Who'd you say again?
Roy Hibbert, Paul George, George Hill.
David West. Danny Granger's back.
Yeah, that'll be a big addition.
Deshaun Stevenson.
I mean, they got a great defensive team.
Or excuse me, Lance Stevenson, my bad.
They got a great defensive team. If they can put the defense and the offense together at the right time, it's going to be a tough team to handle, and that's even for the Heat.
And I think, honestly, last year with the Pacers, I think David Granger getting hurt was the best thing that could happen for them.
Because they had to show that they could play without their superstar.
I think it was the best thing for the Pacers because they got Paul George to get more touches and prove that maybe he can be a superstar in this league. And now coming in this year, I don't see Paul George changing the way he plays basketball just because Danny Granger's back. Because in my opinion, Paul George is a better player than Danny Granger.
Yeah, the only thing I see that Danny Granger coming back is all that Thorne is giving them another option. If they're not kicking it down low to Hibbert, they got now three good deep ball threats. They've got Paul George that can take basically anybody he wants to off the dribble. And we saw that against the Heat last year. So, and then Danny Granger got a good mid-range jumper, can shoot the outside ball pretty well. He's not the tremendous driver that he used to be, but he can definitely drive the ball if he needs to, if it's the right matchup, which I think it'll take a lot of pressure off him with best defender more than likely going to be guarding Paul George. So this Pacers team could be scary this year. It wouldn't surprise me, you know, in the regular season. They might take him number one seed. Not likely, but they might. I mean, they'll give the Heat a good run for their money. And if they see him in the postseason, it's going to be another, granted, no injuries to either team. It's going to be a good postseason.
Series. Now, to go back to the top five, do you think Carmelo Anthony was snub?
So we had LeBron,
KD, Chris Paul,
James Harden, Russell Westbrook.
I think he was snubbed for fifth because I don't like the Russell Westbrook being number five. He hasn't really shown a whole lot to me to be number five.
I mean, my opinion, you could make the case that Carmelo Anthony's should be at three.
Maybe.
My opinion, Carmelo Anthony is the best offensive weapon in the NBA. Offense, scoring the ball, like, not player, but offensive-wise, he's the best scorer in the NBA. He can take you on the block. He's got the mid-range jumper. And last year, he showed that he improved his three greatly. Of course, he did take, you know, say, him eight a game. But he can kill you many ways. Triple threat, off the dribble, back you down, you up in his grill, it don't matter. He will score the basketball.
The problem with Carmelo, and I think it's the reason why he doesn't get as much credit as he should, is his defense.
Of course.
He takes defensive possessions off, it looks like. He's almost non-existent on the defensive side. And if he could improve that, which we saw a little bit of defense out of him in the Celtics when they had to hold off that big run from the Celtics. We saw in that series he played a little bit more defense. But that's his big issue. He doesn't have a lot of defense to go along with all that offense. And I think out of James Harden, you get the same effort on both ends of the floor, which he's improved his defense a lot since coming into the league. And I would give Carmelo fifth. I don't think he's better than James Harden all around, and I don't think he's better than Chris Paul all around. But I definitely think Carmelo should be fifth. I really do not like Russell Westbrook at fifth.
Yeah, I agree with you right there. I think Melo is definitely a top five player. I'd put him above James Harden, honestly, in my opinion. But that's just my opinion of seeing what Melo's done. Of course, he has a knock to Giddy, but not getting past the second round ever in his career. Well, except the one time in Denver when they played the Lakers the year that the Lakers won their – or no, the year that the Lakers lost to the Celtics.
That was a really good Lakers team.
Oh, really good Lakers team.
So you can't really knock him for that. But I wouldn't even take his playoffs into consideration here other than, you know,
he did win the scoring title last year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, as I said, he's, in my opinion, the best scorer in the NBA and scoring-wise. Of course, LeBron James is the overall best player in the NBA. We talk about best player. I'm saying all around. That defines player, not just how many points you can put up on the board, but how many points you can stop them to put on.
And I think if Carmelo were to improve his defense, which he's
it would mesh well with Tyson Chandler.
It would.
And Amon Shumpert, both great defensive players on the both end. Raymond Felton would make that much of a slouch either.
Yeah, that team would be leaps and bounds better if Carmelo could improve his defense. That's his only knock. I'd easily put him three. If he can improve his defense even a little bit. You know, if he can stop, you know, 10, 15 points from getting on the board a game, he easily becomes my three. But until then, I got him at five. I think, like you said, James Harden gives you the same effort on both ends. He's going to do his best to make sure nobody scores or his player doesn't score.
Yeah.
And then on the offensive side, he can score at will at times, so
definitely.
I like the James Harden at four. I don't think he's better than Chris Paul.
No,
but
no.
I don't. Yeah, like,
he's right there.
And that, Westbrook does not need to be in the top.
So it shapes up to be one of the. This is going to be one of the best years basketball is going to have to offer. You got so many headlines going into the season. Can the Miami Heat three-peat? Will Dwight Howard and James Harden work out in Houston, become a perennial powerhouse? Does Kobe Bryant come back from the torn Achilles as he once was? And does Derrick Rose come back to being the most explosive point guard right there with Russell Westbrook off that torn ACL injury, which you saw him show in the preseason? He's back.
He's looking tough.
You know what I'm saying? He's looking like he ain't missed a beat. So that's definitely stuff to look forward to.
His mom doesn't get on the court.
So, as I said, the NBA season kicks off Tuesday on TNT. You got the first game around 7. I'm not sure exact time. It's around 7, around 8. I think it's 7. You got the Heat.
Doubleheaders.
Yeah, you got the Heat and the Bulls, and if I'm not mistaken, you got the Clippers and the Thunder. So it looks
that's a big early match.
Yeah, that's gonna be a great night for basketball, and I'm just as excited as anybody for the basketball season to get on to. But we got about 8 minutes left, and usually about every sports show, we close it out with the baseball. And as right now, you know, the World Series is going on. It is the top of the fifth.
Bit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's the top of the fifth. Boston's still up 5-0. From what you can kind of tell from reading, seeing, I know we're not watching the game, Matt, but what does it look like that St. Louis isn't doing that is allowing Boston to capitalize on getting runs across the plate?
Well, for one, on the offensive side, St. Louis has struggled pretty mightily.
Except for the last game
against
the Dodgers.
Left-handed pitching. We got a great offense, but against left-handed pitching, I think our batting average drops to like 230 as a team compared to over 300 for a right-handed pitcher. And John Lester tonight, left-handed pitcher, good left-handed pitcher.
Made
a tremendous comeback from a few years back when beat cancer to come back to play baseball. And I think that by what I can see here watching the game cast, St. Louis defense has been a little bit rough, which is very uncharacteristic, as we had one of the I believe we had the fewest errors in Major League Baseball this past regular season.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're a great defensive team, just it didn't come out tonight. Might be first-game jitters because a lot of these players, it's their first time being in World Series. Game's also in Boston, so that's a tough environment to come into. I think the series, even though this one's not – this game's not looking so great, but I think the series goes to at least six games, at least, if not seven.
I think it's going the distance.
So I'm not too worried about this game. Looks like we got a lot to improve on from this. Get some first-game jitters out of the way. I think St. Louis will be all right.
Now, does that put any doubt in your mind, say, if it does get to game five, that Adam Wainwright's back on the hill?
Not so much because, like I said, Wainwright performs when he needs to in the clutch. He used to be a closer back when Chris Carpenter was healthy and we had a
– when Jim Edmonds was around.
We had an awesome starting lineup. It didn't matter what day of the week it was.
Carpenter, Mark Mulder.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great, great lineup as far as starting rotation. So, I think Wainwright will be fine. One pitcher I'm looking forward to seeing tomorrow is Michael Wacha, as we've been talking about.
Michael Wacha Flocka Flame. That's what I call him.
Wacha, Wacha, Wacha. He's 3-0 this postseason, has, I think, under 2 ERA. And this is coming out of a guy that is a rookie. So, I think St. Louis has a gem in that. But I'm not taking anything away from the Red Sox because coming back from last year being 66-98 or something, 66-96 or something like that, it's great to see them back in the World Series. It's not often that you have a team that bad the year before go to the World Series. So props to Boston. They're having a great year. I mean, might end up being the best year you can have in taking on the World Series, which will make a lot of Yankees fans mad.
Oh, God, it definitely would. Without a doubt, it definitely would. But as we said, game one is underway right now, top of the fifth. Boston is up 5-0, barring a big rally, which is not saying that it can't happen. Because in baseball, you know,
2011 World Series, Cardinals came back two straight games down.
Yeah, so this baseball, one crack of the bat can turn it around. So definitely after the show's over, go ahead and tune into it. I'm pretty sure it's on Fox. And if it's not, then it's on TBS. That's your two options. I know you'll find the game. But we got a couple more minutes left in this thing, and I just want to go ahead and once again shout out Twin Radio, Carnell and Darnell, man, for giving me and Matt opportunity to do this show. I want to shout out the big homie Sky. Definitely shout out the big homie Sky, Skyward Marketing and Management. And I want to shout out the whole Sinful Click. Me and my boys, we doing our thing right now. Shout out Balance, Fresh, Choppa, Dubs, Young Trill, Noah J, Dre Data Giant, Matty Ice, of course. If you haven't already, Delusions of Grandeur is out right now on datpiff.com. You can get the link from simpleentertainment.info. We're about right under 800 downloads. So if you ain't copped that mixtape, you want to go ahead and cop that mixtape. It is straight fire. And this Saturday, we will be throwing a Halloween party at the O's Lounge in Blacksburg. Go ahead, come out. We're giving out $50 to the woman, to the lady with the sexiest costume. The Chocolate Brothers are going to be on the ones and twos. Derek, you know they're going to be spinning hot music. Come out and support Sinful Entertainment, of course. The cuter you dress, the more we love to look. I'm just saying. And
catch me a cowboy.
Yeah, you've been saying that. But, yeah, definitely come out once again. Blacksburg, Virginia, the O's Lounge. $5 to get in if you're over 21, $7 to get in if you're under 21, because there is a bar in there. So, and a bunch of other stuff getting lined up that we're coming out with, man. But once again, shout out to Twin Radio, Grabbing Sports Talk, and you can follow me on Twitter at dboysimple, at dboy_simple.
Follow me at Twitter at m_thompson32.
And you know, every Wednesday, 8 o'clock, you know where we'll be, and I know where you should be, or you better be, for that matter. And should be.
We're giving the straight facts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And we're brutally honest. You know what I'm saying? So, once again, we'll be back here next Wednesday to give you all of it you need. It'll be the day after the first day of the NBA season, so we're going to have a lot to cover to see how Derrick Rose looks and if he can bring the World Series back, of course. But, of course, man, it's D-Boy, Matty Ice, a few
NFL games.
We'll see you next week, man.
See you next week. Oh, I got to type a paragraph.